I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Bestseller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breast, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Hey everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 555.
On How You Know. Okay. What's going on?
What do you mean?
I just read this article in the Wall Street Journal.
I used to hate driving. A self-driving car finally taught me to let go. The first time I let the vehicle take control, something shifted. As the car guided itself through traffic, I felt tension melt away. By Sunita Parasuraman. That's the Wall Street Journal?
Yeah. And Elon responded, Tesla self-driving is incredible.
What's incredible is that the Wall Street Journal finally admitted it.
So do you think this is the tipping point?
That's the question on this week's Patreon poll. We'll find out the results later in the show.
So earlier in my life, I was a building contractor, and I learned from my father when I found a subcontractor like a plumber, plasterer, or electrician who I could trust and did great work, it was like finding the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. The peace of mind you get working with trusted partners is priceless because, as I have learned, the most valuable currency in life is not money, it's trust. And that's why I know you're going to thank us for telling you about Smart Charge America.
If you need EV chargers installed at your home or business, these are the guys that you want to call.
And we know because we hired them to install our Tesla PowerShare charger so that our Cybertruck can power the house.
We've known the owner, Joe Barletta, for years. He is passionate about what they do, which is bringing EV charging to everyone.
So get a free quote by clicking on the link in the show notes.
And get this, if you let them know that Zach and Jesse sent you, you'll get 15% off of your project.
But do it right now before Joe comes to his senses. All right, let's be honest, shall we? Anyone who pays attention to Consumer Reports for the past 10 years like we have knows that they have been biased against Tesla. I mean, in 2022, they listed Tesla as 27th out of 28 brands in reliability. Last year, they said Tesla was 17th in reliability.
But even Consumer Reports couldn't keep the facts from eventually coming out. And so, in the December issue of Consumer Reports, they had to admit that Tesla is the most reliable EV brand.
Now, that means that they still listed Tesla as 9th after all these companies.
But hey, it's a start. Again, maybe we've reached a tipping point.
Lars Moravi said, fun fact, Tesla is the most reliable EV you can buy according to Consumer Reports, and we continue to improve year over year.
And if you're like, but guys, how can Consumer Reports be biased? They're a nonprofit.
Yes, but how does Consumer Reports actually get their money?
Well, they sell subscriptions, don't they?
Yes, but in just the past 10 years, the Ford Foundation, yes, the Ford Foundation, has given Consumer Reports over $3 million.
Why would the Ford Foundation give Consumer Reports millions of dollars?
I wonder.
It's one of life's mysteries, sir.
It's December, and the Tesla holiday software update is rolling out as we speak.
Yes, that's exciting. So what's in it?
A lot.
Okay.
One new updated feature that I'm really excited about is Grok with Navigation Commands Beta. So as XFreeze posted, let's check it out.
Hey, Grok. I want to go on a tour of San Francisco. Can you take me to the Ferry Building, Pier 39, and Golden Gate Park?
Heading to the Ferry Building first, then Pier 39 and Golden Gate Park. should take about an hour total with traffic.
Cool, thanks.
You're welcome. Enjoy the SF tour.
That's awesome. That's exactly what you wanted. By the way, this is limited to AMD-equipped vehicles in the US and Canada at the moment. All right, what else?
You can now reorder navigation favorites freely and set home and work addresses by dropping a pin anywhere. You can even view suggested destinations based on recent trips and habits while parked.
That's useful.
So a couple different navigation updates.
I saw that there are now supercharger site maps, so 3D interactive maps for select supercharger locations. It's a pilot program at 18 sites, mostly in California and one in Texas, showing stall layouts, nearby amenities, and real-time occupancy status of available, occupied, or down. So you tap view site map or view automatically upon arrival during navigation. Now, likely this requires the AMD Ryzen hardware.
What's interesting to me is that it's probably not an update for you. It's probably going to be when your car can drive itself. It needs to know which charger to go to. There's also automatic HOV lane routing. It automatically routes through high occupancy vehicle or carpool lanes when eligible, factoring in time, location, passenger count, and local restrictions.
I'll believe it when I see it, but I'm very excited about that. There's now charge limit per location, so you can set and save a maximum charge limit specific to your location, like 50% work or 100% home, which applies automatically on future visits when charging.
Nice. You can now enable or disable the wireless charging pads.
Well, there's wireless charging in Teslas now?
Well, no, this is for smartphones.
Oh.
You can toggle wireless phone charging pads on or off to prevent overheating or other issues.
Actually, I love that because now I put my phone on the charger and it charges, but then I don't need it charged and it just gets hot. So now I can shut it off.
Mm-hmm.
There's dash cam viewer update. So this feature overlays additional telemetry on the dash cam and Sentry mode clips, including your vehicle speed, steering wheel angle, accelerator brake pressure, gear, and self-driving state like FSD engagement. Now, why would I need this?
Well, this helps with incident review or insurance claims. Now, I do want to point out that Tesla already had all of this data in logs, but now you have access to it.
Nice.
So that means that if you get pulled over for a speeding ticket and you weren't speeding, this could really help you fight it in court. But also it means that if we see an accident and people are like, oh my gosh, full self-driving is so terrible. All we have to do is say, show me the dash cam footage, and either they're going to show it to us and it's going to say FSD on or off, or they won't show it and then we can go, oh, so FSD probably wasn't on. Meh.
This is available on all vehicles, including older Intel base models and Cybertruck.
Now, here's one that I really need. Phone left behind chime.
Yes, you do.
A chime sounds seconds after the doors close if a phone key or device is detected left inside the cabin or, like me, on the wireless charger with no occupants present. It requires ultra wideband support. So that means your phone, and it's available with these models.
There's now dog mode live activity, although it's only available for iOS users. This now sends a live activity to your iPhone's lock screen with periodic cabin camera snapshots, interior temperature, battery level, and exterior climate updates.
There's also Tesla Photo Booth. You can use the cabin camera to take selfies with fun filters, stickers, and emojis, and then you can share them via the Tesla app. It requires a cabin camera and likely the AMD hardware, but this reminds me of Photo Booth. I think it was on IMAX when I was a kid in the school computer lab. Everyone was always doing that and they're like, class, pay attention, we have to learn about bibliography.
I'm using a computer. There's now custom wraps, license plates, and window tints, so you can customize your vehicle's on-screen avatar with preloaded or user-uploaded content via USB flash drive. Now available for all models. Previously it was Cybertruck only.
Now I'm pretty stoked about this one. The SpaceX ISS docking simulator. So it's a new arcade game where you pilot a SpaceX Dragon capsule to dock with the International Space Station using NASA-inspired controls in a 3D simulation. It does require the AMD hardware. But just another fun thing to have your nieces and nephews play when they want to go play video games in the Cybertruck.
All right, the Spotify UI improvement, so you can add tracks to your queue directly from search results without interrupting playback and scroll through large playlists, albums, podcasts, audiobooks, or your library without needing to flip between pages. All my playlists are well over 100 songs. This is available on all vehicles.
There's also rainbow colors in Rave Cave, so interior accent lights shift to rainbow hues that pulse with music beats while parked.
There's the light cycle lock sound, so new lock sound option inspired by Tron's light cycle.
There's the Santa mode update, enhanced with festive snowmen, trees, and a unique lock chime. Falling snow effects, Santa Optimus, nice. Presents, and elf visualizations for pedestrians.
And lastly, light show update, Jingle Rush. So the new Jingle Rush song with options to play instantly, or you can schedule up to 10 minutes ahead, sync with other vehicles, control interior lights, add display color effects, and create extended custom shows. All right, well, show's over. I got to go play with all those new features.
Well, I know it would be more fun to play with Tesla's holiday update, but we have to report on what just happened with the European Commission fining Elon 120 million euros.
Yeah, J.D. Vance says rumors swirling that the EU Commission will fine X hundreds of millions of dollars for not engaging in censorship. The EU should be supporting free speech, not attacking American companies over garbage.
And Elon said, much appreciated.
Peter Sweden says, it's real simple. The EU fined X 120 million euros because this is where the mainstream media narrative gets exposed.
And Elon agreed 100%.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the European Commission's $140 million fine isn't just an attack on X, it's an attack on all American tech platforms and the American people by foreign governments. The days of censoring Americans online are over.
And Elon said, absolutely.
European Commission said, today we fined X for non-compliance with transparency obligations under the DSA.
And Elon said, bullshit. You love censorship more than life itself. Just admit it.
Vittorio says, read, today we find X because it's jeopardizing our totalitarian regime.
And Elon said, exactly. Without freedom of speech, the West will fall.
Elon says the EU imposed this crazy fine, not just on X.
I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Bestseller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breast, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
X, but also on me personally, which is even more insane. Therefore, it would seem appropriate to apply our response not just to the EU, but also to the individuals who took this action against me. The EU woke Stasi commissars are about to understand the full meaning of the Streisand effect.
And then he said, time to abolish the EU.
J.D. Vance posted, over a year ago, Elon said this.
The European Commission offered X an illegal secret deal. If we quietly censored speech without telling anyone, they would not fine us. The other platforms accepted that deal. That was in July of 2024.
Elon posted this meme and says, everyone caved but us. And this just in, Doge Designer posted, breaking, X has terminated the European Commission's ad account on X. EU paid to promote its announcement on X and used a trick that disguised a link as a video so the ad would get extra reach. They fined X for being deceptive while using a deceptive method to push their own ad. Nathalie Louiseau, a French European deputy from the L'Horizon party, posted, the fine imposed by the European Commission represents 0.028% of Elon's fortune. But if he delays in paying it, the amount could rise very quickly, very high. Let him stop insulting Europeans and pay what he owes.
Elon says, I'm a big fan of Europe, but not bureaucrats like you who are smothering the continent. So we'll have to see how this plays out.
I think Elon...
when you get the vice president and the secretary of state on your side, that's a good day. That's a win. Some good news out of Europe, though. Due to super high demand, Tesla has extended their FSD demo drive program by 3 months.
So now, our European friends, if you can't find anything available in December, you can book your demo drives in France, Italy, and Germany through March of next year. Hopefully you'll find a time slot. That's awesome. Can't wait for you guys to experience FSD. And now in the shop section of the Tesla app, you can now gift FSD supervised subscriptions in the US.
This is perfect. It's just in time for the holidays for those people in your life who, keep in mind, they do have to have the right version of the car, usually hardware 4 or above, in order to like get 14 dot whatever. But that's super duper exciting.
All right, time for some SpaceX news. And five Korean airlines, Air Seoul, Air Busan, Jin Air, Asania Airlines, and Korean Airlines will all be adding Starlink across all fleets with installations beginning this year.
The first service is expected in Q3 next year and full rollout by 2027.
Elon Musk kind of cleared the air here. He posted, there's been a lot of press claiming that SpaceX is raising money at $800 billion, which is not accurate. SpaceX has been cash flow positive for many years and does periodic stock buybacks twice a year to provide liquidity for employees and investors. Valuation increments are a function of progress with Starship and Starlink and securing global direct-to-cell spectrum that greatly increases our addressable market. And one other thing that is arguably most significant by far. While I have great fondness for NASA, they will constitute less than 5% of our revenue next year. Commercial Starlink is by far our largest contributor to revenue. Some people have claimed that SpaceX gets subsidized by NASA. This is absolutely false. The SpaceX team won the NASA contracts because we offered the best product at the lowest price, both best product and lowest cost. With regard to astronaut transport, SpaceX is currently the only option that passes NASA safety standards.
Okay, because there was all this talk online that SpaceX was going to IPO, and everyone was like, I can't wait to invest in it. And I was like, don't do that, because then everyone would be like, well, don't go to Mars. Let's just focus on low Earth orbit stuff. So this is great that Elon is able to put that rumor to bed. And just to put what SpaceX is doing into perspective, take a look at this graph.
Yeah, Apollo cost NASA $390 million per seat. That's in 2017 dollars. But SpaceX's Dragon only cost $55 million per seat. So just keep in mind that SpaceX is doing well because they're lowering the cost of everything to do with space. All right, it's time for our Patreon bonus stories.
And on Patreon bonus stories today, Zach is going to disagree with Elon. That's right, folks. You heard it here first. Zach disagrees with something that Elon posted on Thursday. Extra, extra. Read all about it. And you'll have to join us on Patreon for as little as a buck a month to find out what it is.
And while you're there, don't forget to enter our 10th giveaway for a chance to win this EV Jacked Escape Connector to keep yourself safe while charging your EV.
We'll see you on Patreon right now.
All right, we're back from Patreon bonus stories. I got that off my chest. It's time for our shout outs. These are the important people to keep the lights on. Who do we got today?
Alfred Freeman.
Jack Heather.
Aura Avni.
Robert Grant.
And Tesla Tom. Thank you so much for supporting us. We can't do this job without you.
Now, we had a poll this week. Is this the tipping point? Of course, we're talking about the fact that Tesla's actually getting good press. Wow, it's really close.
Yes. So the majority did say that no, the media will continue to come up with more FUD.
But 42% says, yeah, I think we finally made it. So who knows?
I don't know. It's pretty exciting.
All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the week. Doge Designer says, breaking, Grok hit a record 234 million visits in November with traffic up about 15% from October. This marks the first time the site has posted two straight months of growth.
Elon said, Grok is growing exponentially.
Open Justice UK posted, today we're releasing the first tranche of the redacted grooming gang sentencing remarks, five of them from Rothram, dating back to 2016, available to read now at transcripts.openjusticeuk.org.
And Elon said, war crimes.
Kazen says, going from a Rivian to my Cybertruck was like going from a Razor to an iPhone.
But the Razor, you get though. Get the flip. Elon says, Cybertruck feels like a spaceship.
Tesla Economics says, wait, am I able to text and drive on FSD 14.2.1? I've been on my phone for an extended period of time.
Elon said, depending on context of surrounding traffic, yes.
This is what I got mad at Elon for today. Elizabeth of TikTok posted, nearly 4 million non-citizens received a social security number during the Biden administration with virtually zero vetting. 4 million.
Ted Cruz said, wow.
And Elon says, indeed. May Musk posted, throwback Thursday, 1969, 20 years old, the Vaal River, South Africa. This is probably how I got off the boat. Thanks, Grok AI, for capturing this awkward moment.
Elon said, Grok turns old photos into videos in less than 20 seconds.
Elon says, it's often two steps forward, one step back, but we are making rapid progress and showing people compelling content. It's too much in flux right now, but hopefully by next month, we should be able to open source literally all of the X code base, nothing left out at all. Elon said, freedom of speech is the bedrock of democracy, the only way to know what you are voting for. Joel Berry says, if the welfare fraud in Minnesota is this bad, imagine how bad the voter fraud is.
And Elon said, true.
Doge Designer posted, 2021, monkey plays mind pong. 2025, paralyzed man feeds himself. If this is 4 years of progress, imagine the next 10 with Neuralink.
And Elon said, true.
Elon said, it's so tedious that the New York Times even pretends to be anything other than a mouthpiece for the far left propaganda. Tyler Storm from XAI posted that Grok 4.20 is going to be a great model.
And Elon said, as foretold in the prophecy.
Fisher King says, white liberals exist because they are affluent, sheltered, and mostly don't know what's going on. And they're the most deranged and dangerous demographic in the country.
Elon said, living in sheltered communities breaks the their feedback loop to reality.
Elon said, surefire way to figure out who the bad guys are is by looking at who wants to restrict freedom of speech. How long before the EU is gone? Abolish the EU. And just want to point out, he doesn't mean Europe. It's just that the EU Commission is a bunch of unelected people. So that's what he's talking about. The son of Walkley says, breaking. Germany's largest car magazine stunned by Tesla's full self-driving. They say the all-around vision is unmatched.
And Elon said, no kidding.
Why did we not know about this? Elon says, when far-left legacy media refers to the far-right, they actually mean centrists. And then Elon pinned this. He said, Grok saves man's life in Norway.
Now, we reported on this story in today's Patreon bonus story, so please join us to find out what we were talking about.
And then Elon says, Grok 4.2 is coming out in 3 or 4 weeks. Grok 420, it's coming. All right, it's time for new superchargers. What do we got this week?
Got a lot. 8-stall version 4 in Erfurt, Germany.
The 3-stall version 3 in Wuxi, China.
The 3-stall version 4 in Chengdu, China.
The 3-stall in Wenzhou, China.
The 8-stall in Harrisley, Germany.
Number 65 in Maryland, the 12-stall in Jessup, Maryland.
The 4-stall version 3 in Strandlandet, Norway.
Number 36 in Thailand, the 4-stall in Tak.
Number 14 in Iceland, the 12-stall in...
Wait, where's that supercharger?
Hvergårdøy. Iceland.
There's the 8th stall in Dresden, Germany.
The 11th stall in Landen, France.
Number 5 in Alaska is the 8th stall in Anchorage.
An expansion from 8 to 12 stalls in Kettering, UK.
The 8th stall version 4 in Leipzig, Germany.
Number 163 in Norway is the 16th stall in Strin, Norway.
Number 241 in France, the 9th stall version 4 in Blois, France.
Number 21 in Turkey is the 8th stall version 4 in Istanbul, not Constantinople.
The 8th stall in Mannheim, Germany.
The 8th stall in Ronheim, Germany.
The 8th stall in Istanbul, Turkey, North.
The 3-stall version 4 in Tangshan, China.
The 3-stall in Nanjing, China.
The 2-stall in Haidong, China.
The 3-stall in Foshan, China.
The 3-stall in Nantong, China.
The 4-stall in Shifeng, China.
The 3-stall in Nanping, China.
The 3-stall in Zhoushan, China.
The 3-stall in Nantong, China.
The 3-stall in Wuxi, China.
The 8-stall in Aachen, Germany.
Good Zintite. Number 267 in Canada, the 8th stall in Parry Sound, Ontario.
Number 2,523 in China is the 3-stall version 4 in Xinjiang, China.
And welcome to the 300 Club, Germany. Number 304 in Germany, number 1588 in Europe. Number 8,044 in the world is the 12-stall version 4 in Bad Camberg, Germany.
Well, you better adjust your steering linkage then. You got Bad Camberg.
I thought it was a bad cheese.
Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. We will see you guys again on Tuesday.
Now you know.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.